The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today. Thought it was just you in your F-150. No, not so fast, my friends. Just handed to me by our producer, Mr. G. Not plain sailing is the headline. Colonial Pipeline. When are they going to attack the name of the pipeline? When the woke East is Colonial Pipeline. Colonial Pipeline hack forces American Airlines to add stops on its long-haul routes so that it can get avgas for refueling of its plane. American Airlines, the airline, was forced to alter its schedules due to, quote, fuel supply shortage on the East Coast. We are closely monitoring the situation and working around the clock to ensure that we have an adequate supply of fuel across our network. One comment that was raised by our team here. Why is there one pipeline supplying the gas and diesel for 17 of our states? Now that's real infrastructure. And the hack, the Russian hack against it, as far as I'm concerned, that's an act of war. And somebody else thinks so as well. Let's listen. We've got two amazing cuts. Let's do them in reverse order. Not backwards, just reverse order. Backwards would be a little bit creepy. The former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, cut 12, play cuts.
Look, it's pretty straightforward. You get a week or two, and again, Governor Perry can explain this in much more technical detail than I can. You get 2 or 3 weeks of the Northeast losing 45% of its oil and gas, and the American people are going to say, enough of this baloney. We want this country protected. We want it to be effective. We want it to be immediate. And we're going to fire anybody who doesn't get in line. People are not going to tolerate these kind of, which I'm told are constant, but these kind of attacks, which are a new kind of warfare, and I don't care if they're private criminals or they're public criminals, it's an act of war against the United States to do stuff like this. We need to react to it as an act of war. And the American people are going to look at their representatives and their senators, and they're going to say, you don't fix this, your successor will, because I'm not going to put up with it. And I'm not going to put up with you if you don't fix it.
And what should the correct response be to an act of war? Again, the great Newt Gingrich. Cut 11.
But on the national security part, let me just say, we ought to pass a law immediately that makes it this kind of hacking subject to a death penalty. And the law should include a provision that the president, through a judicial process, should be able to order the killing of anybody overseas who's doing this. I mean, we have now spent like 15 years on defense. We have no idea who they are. We have no idea where they are. And if we did know who they were, we'd have no mechanism to do anything about it. A great country cannot allow people to come in and savage it, have no consequences, and then wait for the next attack. And yet that literally is where we are right now. And I think this ought to be a bipartisan issue. And people ought to ask themselves, what are we prepared to do to protect America?
That is always the question. What are you prepared? What are we prepared to do to protect America. Now, Nudia's right. I have to be careful because I still have my clearances, but I can talk about one issue. There is an unclassified report out there. You can find it still by a private company called Mandiant. Mandiant wrote a fabulous analysis of just one of our adversaries, not the Russians, but the Russians are right there at the top, but China, communist China, and their cyber capabilities. And that was published just before we came into the White House, so maybe 15, 16. Back then, 6 years ago, just the Chinese had 25,000 cyber officers. That is official uniform-wearing cyber officers. And guess who they're attacking? Us and our allies. And there is no way on God's green earth that the pipeline providing gas and diesel to 17 American states is hacked from Russia without the agreement of the Kremlin and Vladimir Putin. And that's what makes it an act of war. I'm going to go to James in a second in California. I'm going to talk about this issue, but I want to send you a very simple message. Have you taken the necessary steps? Because civilization turns to chaos and anarchy in about 72 hours. When people realize not only can they not fuel their personal vehicles, but when the trucks that supply the groceries are unable to deliver. We don't have stockrooms anymore. The U.S. economy does not have... We don't have stockrooms. When they run out of something, they order it. And it is arrived... It arrives in time to be bought. There's no backup. Every city usually has about 3 days to a week of food. What do you have at home? Do you have enough food? Do you have a way to protect it? Do you fill your vehicles up to the top? Or wait till they're empty to go to the gas station? Be sensible. Be American. Take responsibility for your life and your loved ones. James in California, line two. Welcome to America First.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Thank you for your patience, James.
Well, first of all, I was around during those gas wars back in the 70s.
So do you remember it fondly? Do you have warm memories of those years?
I remember changing plates at my right number on the back of my car so I get gas.
That's very, very sneaky of you.
It was a real challenge.
So what is your comment, James? As a person who lived through it under Jimmy, now it's Joey.
Just like we did back then. I'm sorry for people having challenges now. I'm sorry for your trouble to go through, but the worse it is now, the better it is for us in 2022.
All right, so you're thinking about this strategically. So you are thinking that if this gets worse, which I predict it is, when the Colonial Pipeline says we may be back to normal by the end of the week, that is not a very, very good signal from that company. When the White House says, this is a private concern, whether they pay the ransom, whether they don't pay the ransom, we're not going to get involved. This isn't national security. You think the big question is, are people going to remember waiting in line for gas next year? Is that what you're saying is the important question?
That's exactly what I'm saying. This hits everybody right where it hurts. When they can't get to their families, when they can't do what they need to do, work is one thing.
No, we're losing you. Don't.
Challenges come out of this.
Yeah, you are a very, very sagacious individual.
Sorry, you broke up there.
No problem. That is the wise way to look at this politically. In the meantime, look after yourselves, guys. Stay on the line, James. I don't know if you've got a signed copy of The War for America's Soul, but you deserve one because you get it. If you want a signed copy of any of my best-selling books, Defeating Jihad, Why We Fight, or The War for America's Soul, or anything, any other gear that's related to your pride in being an American and the America First message, Go to our new store, SebGorkaStore.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, SebGorkaStore.com. And you can fly your America First pride high. And you can also get copies of those books. One more cut before we go to the break. Dave Chappelle back on the Rogan Show talking about where is this all coming from? What is this wokeism? Cut two, Dave Chappelle.
It's again, like you say, no one can be woke enough. You know, I'm torn because I like a warrior for a good cause, but I'm really into tactics. You're not going to nag people into behaving
right
in a way that's, you know, in fact, if you continue with this tone, even if you're right, you'll be very hard to hear.
It sounds like a throwaway line, but it's really a very deep comment. Whether it's BLM or anything, this woke cretinism of white fragility or what have you, critical race theory, here's the bigger point. If you know human beings, when you attack one side relentlessly, you never get compromise. What you get is a situation inflamed. So what they're actually doing is making it worse. But what we have to do is stand up for the truth. What's happening to the economy? Just how fragile is it? Is there another crash around the corner? We're going to talk to a very, very smart man about what his expectations are under Biden. Don't touch the dial. Relief Factor. Drug-free pain relief that actually works. Don't take my word for it. Take the word of tens of thousands of Americans who are getting daily relief. See their video testimonials at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack today for just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. Don't wait any longer. You deserve to know. You need to find out if you can be liberated from your pain. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
America First.
Can you believe it? They are saying that they don't agree with America First. How do you say that?
Magnificent.
Yeah, don't say it, not on a show that's called America First. Welcome back, dear friends. One of the most delightful things about having a national radio show and now a national TV show is that it's not just me, it's not just you, the callers, it's our great guests. And when we have an issue that we need to learn about a bit for ourselves, well, we reach out to the people who know. And one of the hottest topics out there today is cryptocurrency. Not just Bitcoin. The question of how do you pronounce it? Is it Dogecoin? I don't know. Let's ask a man who does. He's been recommended to us by the amazing people at Stansberry Research. He is the host of the Stansberry Investor Hour and Extreme Value. Dan Ferris, welcome to America First.
Thank you, Sebastian. Good to be here.
All right. So you've been really teed up to me as the man who knows. So no pressure. But let's start from the beginning. What is, because the market is, people are talking about bubbles again. They're waiting for inflation. They're scared about what the Fed's going to do. There's clearly real estate is out of control. We're seeing the issue with gas. People are now, our producer said, there are people going to the gas station with cans, multiple cans of gas just to fill it because they're worried. Tell us how this concept of cryptocurrency fits into the modern market. And just start with, what is it, Dan?
What is it? That is the $64,000 question. I don't know that anyone can really, truly answer that question.
See, this is not what I wanted to hear because in my gut, that's what I felt. That's what I felt.
Look, compare it to gold. Gold has a 5,000-6,000 year history. Crypto has something like a slightly over a decade history. So we really don't know yet. We don't know how it fits in. I would imagine that what we're going to get is something like competing currencies and competing stores of value in the future. We're certainly seeing a degradation in fiat currency all over the place, right, in the wake of the central bank fixes for the lockdowns and so forth, right? So we don't know. But what you, as an investor, it's kind of an ideal situation because you can take the smallest position, tiny little position in something like Bitcoin, which is really the only one that I'm recommending, and kind of forget about it for 20 years. You know, you put a small amount of money that you can afford to lose and you forget about it for 20 years. And maybe it's a 100-bagger and maybe it goes to zero and you didn't lose.
So let me talk about my personal experience, not my personal experience, but what I've heard. So I've got my kids that they're in, you know, grown up now. But, you know, they've got high school buddies who did what you did, a tiny, tiny position, you know, $100, $1,000, whatever. And basically this kid who's now 22 never has to work again in his life. He's reaped this massive Bitcoin reward. And he said, but based on what? Because from the layman's perspective, it's this weird thing of it's completely invulnerable because it's based upon a system of built-in redundancy where you are farming value in basement servers across the planet. It uses the chain encryption to make sure that the authentication of I'm already losing myself. Where is the value in gold? It's kind of, you know, ooh, it's shiny, it's nice. In real estate, it's a thing I can touch, I can feel it. What is the value in Bitcoin, Dan Farris?
So the tangibility of it is what you're struggling with, and I do too. In fact, a colleague of mine, Eric Wade, who has mined cryptocurrencies and knows quite a bit about it, he frames it this way. He says, what you're buying today, 11 years in, right? It's very young, is a place in line that you can't afford not to have as the global economy moves more towards digital currencies. And, you know, central banks are starting to talk about this, and huge financial institutions are starting to offer it to their clients and use it themselves. So it's not like it's some, you know, crazy fringe thing that nobody is interested in anymore.
But you're making it sound, you're a guy who does this for a living. You're making it sound as if Bitcoin is just the most digital version of FOMO. It's fear of missing out, that you want to be part of something because it's cool, it's hip. And again, let me just layman's approach. If we have a problem with coming off the gold standard, clearly we do. Clearly we have fiat currencies out of control. People just, hey, let's print more money, whether it's America, whether it's the European Central Bank. How is Bitcoin not the ultimate version of fiat currency?
Because Bitcoin is much better managed than any fiat currency.
Explain that.
Because it has built in the prime attribute here, aside from the unhackability of the encryption, is the built-in scarcity. There's never going to be more than 21 million of these. There's
Let's start with that. There is a closed market, so there's only what, 21 whatever units of Bitcoin,
right? So right now it's close to 19 million. It they're slowly being mined, and in the year 2140 there will be 21 million of them. And that's a long way off, okay? That's a long way off. So that rate of inflation is nowhere near what we're getting from fiat currency these days, right? We've just printed more of it than ever before in history in the past year in the wake of COVID. That won't happen with Bitcoin.
But again, I look at it with a kind of leery eye, say, hang on a second. They're even using words like mining. Well, guess what? There's nobody underground with a pickaxe mining this stuff. So it sounds like a shell game. What do we even mean by mining? Surfers doing kabuki dances in your basement? Explain that to our millions of listeners and viewers.
No, it just means software solving a very complex cryptographic puzzle, creating, which then creates new Bitcoin at a given rate. And that's what they mean by mining. It's obviously not digging things out of the ground. It's just a term that they apply to the creation of Bitcoin.
All right, let's jump. We've only got a minute and a half left with Dan Ferris. He is with Stansberry Research, Stansberry Investor Hours, and the Extreme Value Monthly Investment Advisory. Follow him on Twitter, dferris1961. I feel like we could go on forever with this fascinating topic. You were one of the few people to predict the crash of 2008. In the last 60 seconds we have with you, Dan, how worried are you now of an impending crash? And if you are, what sector is it primarily going to hit?
Well, if it plays out like it did in 2000, which it's feeling very much that way, it'll be primarily a tech phenomenon in the first, just call it 6 to 9 months, maybe 6 to 12. And at that point, just like back then, people will look at the S&P 500 and say, you see, it's just technology, and then it'll bring into everything. That's what I think is going to happen, probably starting either right now or within the next year.
All right. I want to know more. You have piqued my interest. I'm so glad that you've been on the show. Will you join us for a longer chat, Dan?
Absolutely. It'll be my pleasure to do so. Yes.
In the meantime, follow this man. I think he knows of what he speaks. dferris1961. Love the guys at Stansberry Research. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the President of the United States. This is the Salem Radio Network. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, don't you dare touch that dial. The Hellcat from Springfield Armory is still the smallest, highest capacity micro-compact in the world. The definitive concealed carry handgun is feature-rich, chambered in 9mm, and is available in standard or optics-ready configurations with 11+1 in the standard magazine and 13+1 with the extended magazine. The Hellcat from Springfield Armory gives you the capacity to defend. It's so good, I've got two.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
I don't have it in front of me, but I have a feeling, I have a sense, if memory serves me well, that the Bard of Avon, it was Chogas Pierre who once used the phrase, damning with faint praise. And I feel like that. Why? Because a good buddy of mine, a guy who is a phenomenon on YouTube, one of the best YouTube channels, not just the name Mr. Reagan, has been very kind to me and to my show. Just complimenting me, say, follow this guy. We've even had joint simulcasts on YouTube. And in his last video, or his penultimate video, he said, I'm going to do a video on a certain subject right now that somebody said, I shouldn't do because it's garbage. So that's how much he respects me. Mr. Reagan, Chris Coles, welcome back to America First.
You know, I didn't even know this was the topic we were discussing, so this is hilarious to me.
I ambush you. I only do that with people I trust, okay? And let's open this can of worms. Pandora is whispering in our ear. Let's open it. Nancy.
You know, when I did this subject, I didn't mention your name.
No.
You're outing yourself. You're
no, I have nothing to hide. I hate conspiracy theories. You ring up my show with the conspiracy theories, and I will crush you like a bug. But you
and I did mention that on the show. I said, this man hates conspiracy theories.
You
I'm the same.
You open the video saying, this guy said, don't do it. And then you went there. Then you totally disregarded my advice and you went there.
Yeah.
So I want everybody to follow you on Twitter, Mr. Reagan USA. I want them to subscribe to your YouTube channel. Are you on Rumble yet?
Yeah, I'm on Rumble, but I don't post that much on Rumble because I haven't been able to build an audience. But I'll probably start posting
okay,
more
again.
Okay,
you got to follow him on Rumble as well, just in case, because you know. And then the thing I told him not to do was to spin a theory about Nancy's laptop. And I want them to watch the video. You be judges yourself about how crazy this guy is. But give us the summation. What is this theory you have about January the 6th?
Yeah, and I should present the caveat that this is total speculation. But I thought it was a little bit weird that on the exact same day that Giuliani's apartment was raided by the FBI, And in fact, I got the time switched a little bit, but they, on the exact same day, they raided a house in Alaska looking for Nancy Pelosi's laptop, and they couldn't find it. They got the wrong person. This wasn't widely reported, but it was pretty phenomenal to me that they still haven't found this laptop. I thought they'd already found it. So it occurred to me that if I had had a laptop that had information about Nancy Pelosi that was condemning, that could have maybe put her in prison or at least lost her the Speaker of the House position, I would have tried to get it to Rudy Giuliani. So it occurred to me that maybe, possibly, that's actually what the FBI was doing, because we couldn't figure it out. Not really. I mean, the whole thing about Farah, that was BS. We knew that.
Okay, here's my response. And we had Mayor Giuliani on the show after the raid. It's garbage, right? The Farah, the Foreign Agent Registration Act, which basically anyone who transgresses gets a little slap on the wrist. They don't get raided at 6 a.m. in their home, in their offices. It's all garbage. The real reason they did it is to intimidate. Not Rudy, because Rudy's taken down, you know, the top five Italian mafia families in New York. He got New York back on its feet after 9/11. It's to intimidate people like you, me, our listeners, and our viewers, to put a chilling effect through conservatives. If we can do this to Rudy, we can do it to anybody. So the whole thing is garbage. But let me respond to the whole theory, because based upon my sources, yes, a laptop was stolen. It was the laptop that wasn't secured in the outer offices for Nancy's suite that is used to run PowerPoint slides in the conference room, not the inner sanctum of the skiff with secured information. So the idea that the laptop in the unsecured meeting room is somehow a holy grail of evidence, I don't buy it. But at the end of the day, what you're doing is asking important questions. What was the reaction to that video? Was it popular?
None of my videos are popular anymore because YouTube's got their boot on my neck. But the response was positive. I think a lot of people said, I don't think so. A lot of people said, oh, yeah, this is totally true. You know, and they're like, oh, this makes sense now. Because also, if you think about it, they're really treating the January 6th protesters like terrorists. And it's a bizarre thing to me. And I got to tell you, Sebastian, this is all about me being an optimist. To be perfectly honest with you, I don't want to believe that the FBI is out there trying to intimidate political enemies, because that's not American, yeah. Right? To me, that is such a violation of our trust. That's such a violation of their principles, of what they're supposed to stand for, that to me, I'm just trying to reconcile what they're doing with what they're supposed to be doing. And it makes a lot more sense to me that they're harassing people over sensitive material, possibly, because this idea that, oh, there's nothing on that laptop. Well, then why are they raiding homes of like decent citizens in Alaska trying to get that thing back?
Same reason, just to have a chilling effect. But you're absolutely right. This is personal to me. For years, I've worked with the FBI, trained thousands of agents and analysts, and I have very little respect anymore. And this is to you guys who are in the building. You know, we have laws to protect you. Be a real whistleblower. Unlike Vindman, if you see corruption, go to Congress and tell the truth. We're talking to Mr. Reagan USA on Twitter, the host of Mr. Reagan on YouTube, Chris Coles. Follow him. We'll be back with Chris in a moment. If you've got a cell phone, please tell me it's not with one of the big cell phone companies, because they're not on your side. They're the bad guys. Please join the only Christian conservative cell phone company, Patriot Mobile, today. You'll get massive discounts. You can join their Be a Patriot promotion, where you get a chance to win cell phone and cell phone service for life for free. Call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-728-7468. Or just go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA and use offer code GORKA. Join the good guys. Time to stick together. patriotmobile.com/GORKA.
I used to struggle with imposter syndrome, but at 36, I refused to internalize misguided patriarchal ideas of what a woman can or should be. I am tired of feeling like I'm supposed to apologize for the space I occupy rather than intoxicate people with my effort, my brilliance.
I often find myself intoxicating people with my brilliance. That's just how modest I am. And she doesn't struggle with imposter syndrome anymore because she's embraced it. That is one of the people from the latest propaganda. I don't know what it is. Yeah. Recruiting video from the CIA. And our good buddy Chris Coles, the man behind the Mr. Reagan channel, has done multiple videos. The latest one is the CIA is a joke. Chris, you are a media professional, an actor. You have this amazing YouTube channel. Give us your professional view of this product, because I'm a national security guy. That's what I love. But I just can't stop laughing.
Oh, man. Oh, well, I'll tell you what. Historically, in terms of cinema, to heroize someone, you make them walk in slow motion, right? Like the movie The Right Stuff. You remember the movie The Right Stuff?
Yes, The Astronauts. Yeah.
Walking in slow motion, that beautiful shot, right? They did the same thing in Reservoir Dogs.
Reservoir Dogs, I was just thinking, exactly.
And this has been parodied many times, right, where you get a bunch of nerdy people or a bunch of fat people or a bunch of out-of-shape people, a bunch of kind of losery people walking in slow motion.
Or
this
puppets.
Has become a staple of
– puppets like Team America.
Like Team America, exactly. Right. This has become a staple of comedy, right, to parody that hero shot with losers, right? This is what the CIA has inadvertently done. They've created a series of videos highlighting the best and the brightest of the CIA, which is – a Latino mother with a mental disorder that she proudly proclaims, I have general anxiety disorder, and that makes me special. And then they feature this gay librarian with a nose ring.
With a big nose ring, right?
Yeah, he's talking about how the CIA allows him to bring his whole self to work. What the hell are you bringing your whole self to work for? I don't need your whole self. Leave your personal crap at home.
What is that?
Okay,
what does
pal?
That even mean? Does that mean that he's partaking in homosexual activities at Langley? Is that what? What does that even mean?
Exactly. So I made the first video I did was a parody, right? I just made a full parody video of the Latino mother with a mental condition. Posted that. That got a pretty good response, and so then I decided to talk about this gay librarian because that was even worse. But it's like the CIA doesn't – they don't want to advertise we want the best and the brightest anymore. We want the freaks. We want the geeks. We want the losers. If you're a bit of a weirdo, if you're burning down buildings and looting stores, you're the people we want. It's like – it's an advertisement for progressive leftists. We don't – if you have traditional values, we don't want you.
So here's my question to you. As somebody who knows the inside, the ugly underbelly of Hollywood, where they kneel at the altar of wokeness, but none of them could give a rat's patootie about it. It's all about the filthy lucre and the money. Do you think it's the same thing at the CIA, that they don't actually believe any of this, but they just want to kind of look cool or insure themselves against BLM? What's your gut telling you about the CIA and the ideology they're projecting?
Well, I think there has to be some true believers in there, yeah. Right? And I don't know if it's the production company that's making the video, it's just them, or if it's some team. Like the gay librarian dude was saying that something that he thought was amazing was that they had these rainbow lanyards that represent their love of
just
gayness,
like, just like they do at the Lubyanka, the head of the Russian intelligence service. They are so into rainbow lanyards. It's the same for the IRGC, the Republican Guard in Tehran. And I know in North Korea, little Kim, he loves those rainbow lanyards. Have you heard that?
Yeah. All over the world, every intelligence agency, they're all moving this way. Yeah, God, I mean, the whole world's laughing at us right now. The whole world's
all
laughing
right.
at us.
Let's send a little message to all of those who enjoy the kind of content Chris and we provide here at Salem. If you like it, support those who make it possible, especially our sponsor, Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow. 25 corporations are boycotting his products because he's a patriot, because he's a truth teller. Go straight there. Cut out the middleman. Get up to 66% off if you use my name. Support a man who will not be stopped. MyPillow.com, promo code GORKA, or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code GORKA. Now, Chris, I want to have you back for a longer discussion. Maybe we'll do a simulcast like we did last time that I thought was a lot of fun. Because we have to talk about big tech and what they've done. I've been terminated on YouTube, which is okay. We've got more than a third of a million followers on Rumble. You said you're being throttled as well. In the last couple of minutes we have here, I love it personally. It's such a smart sleight of hand. But explain to our viewers and listeners, why you keep talking about this fantasy land in your videos, and you talk about two political parties that have names that are resonant, but not exactly the ones we're used to here. What are the labels you're using, and why did you do that?
Yeah, so I've created a series of science fiction short stories. I call the Epic of Terth, right? And on Terth, you have two political parties. You have the Freepublicans, and then you have the Decepticrats, right?
Beau Jiden is the president, right?
Absolutely right. And, you know, there used to be a president on the planet of Terth called Donaldus J. Trumpius. And he was the best leader they had ever had. But now they've got this doofus named Beau Jiden. It's bizarre. Well, the reason I started to write these stories is because you're not allowed to talk about certain things on YouTube, right? You're not allowed to talk about election fraud. If you talk about election fraud on YouTube, they will delete the video.
Hang on. You're not allowed to do it now, but for the last 4 years before the last election.
Of course.
It was fine, right, Chris?
Well, because they stole the election from Hillary Clinton, obviously, by colluding with the Russians.
Because she was so popular and charismatic.
Yeah. But there's this idea that Joe Biden won with the most votes in American history. I mean, look, it's not unreasonable to be suspicious of that. And I've always said this. The most important thing that you need to be allowed to say in a free country with free speech is, I think that this election might have been fraudulent. This is the most important thing we have to be allowed to say. And we're not allowed to say that right now.
And if it's not true, why? See that? Just look at my mug. It's got my symbol. I'm going to slip a little bit so you stop and look, and then you buy my merch. He's smooth. If it's not true, why are they so afraid, Chris?
Exactly. Why are they so worried about the Zarazona audit, as I like to call it, in the Epic of Terth?
Okay, you've got to watch it. You've got to listen to the Epic of Terth. It's fun. He opens the book. It's story time. But it's not so fictional. Mr. USA on Twitter, the Mr. Reagan USA on Twitter, the Mr. Reagan channel on YouTube. God bless you, Chris. Keep doing what you do. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from just outside the insalubrious swamp that is, well, it's not. I'm not going to change the name. It's Washington. From the ReliefFactor.com studios. On my new show on Newsmax, we have recurring themes. We delve into one big issue for the hour. This Sunday, it's going to be about the deep state, what I experienced inside the White House, what they've done to people like General Flynn and Mayor Rudy Giuliani. You don't want to miss it. But every week, we also have these recurring themes. Number one, my prescription, Dr. G's prescription, what you can do differently to take back our republic. And then something about why the left always loses. Look, we know if we're Christians, if we believe in the message of the Bible, we know that we have already won. But at the end of the day, we've already won here on earth. Yes, the kingdom here on earth is different from the kingdom in the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior. But the left, no matter how powerful they may be at a given point in time, will always lose. Why? Because as we say here on America First, their fuel is hatred. Truly, it is the dehumanizing of the other. It is built upon a foundation of sand. And that hatred only goes so far. In fact, it is self-destructive. Our fuel is love. Love of nation and the principles upon which this nation was built and which make it great. With regards to what we were just discussing,
with Chris Coles, the man behind the Mr. Reagan channel. You know they're losing. Why? Why would YouTube delete videos or ban individual channels like ours simply for mentioning or questioning the veracity, the rectitude of the last election? You only do that when you're worried, when you're fearful of the truth. It is a sign of desperation, of overreach. And it really is a signal of their weakness. What does that mean to you? It should steal in you a new resolve. That if they are that weak, that they have to do it to people like me or Chris Coles or President Trump deleting all his social media channels. What happens if all 74 million of us speak the truth every single day? That is a hurricane. That is a storm. That is a tsunami that will not be stopped. Wherever you are, wherever you live, it's up to you. Speak the truth. That's how we win. In the meantime, keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And now more than ever, stay frosty.
This is the Salem Radio Network.